I don't follow the Baptist church because that's a way of death to me. I can't live in it. I don't follow the... Oh, I'm on the Baptist suddenly, but I don't follow the Lutheran church or the Episcopal church or any of those churches because to me it's a way of death. And if it wasn't a way of death, I would certainly follow it. I don't follow after this cult or the other. And all this comes down to, well, Paul, how can we tell? You can't. We can only pray and hope that God would lead us to the truth in the midst of all this confusion. The world is hearing things. People are hearing things. But they that are of God hear God's words, as Jesus said. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. He was saying this to people who said they believed on him. But then, when he gave them a little more, you know, they couldn't believe that. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I said, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. Yeah, I know the Israelites were in bondage, but still, they personally were never in bondage. What are they in bondage to? They took it personal, I think, more than, you know, we're Abraham's seed, meaning we are children of the promise, and we were not in bondage to any man. But they were in bondage, as Jesus said, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin, and the servant does not abide in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. We don't want to be the servants of sin, we want to be the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God, the Apostle John had said in the previous chapter. Why? Because we serve sin no more. That is the goal. If we say we know him, and we serve sin, we're liars, okay? So we cannot serve sin. I thank God that before I say I know him, he has to say he knows me. Because if it was up to me, I could never save myself. There's nothing I could ever do, whether it be have faith, accept a doctrine, believe in my heart, choose to love God. None of those works will save me. The only work that saves me is God reaching down and touching me so that my heart would change and turn towards him. That's how God saves. God saves. Jesus saves. It's not like there's not this big pool of salvation. We just got to jump in. That's a work. It's by grace you're saved. That not of yourself. I mean, through faith. That of not of yourself. It is of God. It's a gift of God. Just like that shield. Where are you going to get a shield? It's got to be given to you. It's got a standard issue in the army of Jesus Christ. We are marching forth to make holy war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers, against wickedness in high places. That's why we ourselves must be holy and pure before him. It has to be, or we can't fight. The world hears the things the world loves, you know? I have a brother, he speaks to people in the world more than I do, and they never hear him. And they look at him with perplexed looks. And they have a certain wisdom that they can't understand him. Because they say, they feel sorry for us because we don't have all the joys of the world that they count as joy, you know. I mean, I'm sure there's people who would pity me. Paul, you don't have cable TV. You poor thing. Paul, you don't have, you never know what car you're going to be driving because they're always breaking down. Because your cars all have hundreds of thousands of miles on them. Your cars are, you poor thing. You need a car you can rely on. Something that's not all rusty and falling apart. I don't lay up my treasures with rust corrupts. I don't care for those things. Verse 6. That's we. My W here is in this funny font, and I'm like, okay, is that ye or we? I think it's we. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Oh, well, gee. Think about that. He didn't, this is the, you know, what he was saying, like, before, how do you know the Spirit of God? Well, it's every spirit that confesses Jesus come in the flesh. Well, here he says, how do you know the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error? Well, he that is of God hears us. Let me ask you, can you hear this word? Whoever is born of God does not commit sin. Can you hear that word? If you cannot hear that word, if you cannot accept that word, then you're not of God. Or I should say, that's the spirit of error. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Is that a word you can accept? If I commit sin, I'm of the devil. I accept that. If I commit sin, I'm of the devil. Well, Paul, then who are you of? That's what I'm trying to make sure. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make my calling and election sure. The Apostle Peter says, by these certain promises, we are able to partake of the divine nature. But in order to do so, he says, you know, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so besides this, give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I gotta be purged from my old sins. I cannot forget that. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. I want to make sure. Now, I think I'm of God. Don't you think you're of God? Everyone thinks they're of God. Everyone's going to heaven. They have surveys. How many people think they're going to hell? You know, it's a small percentage of wiseacres who say, yeah, I think I'm pretty much going to hell. And I want to go to hell. It's a big party down there. You know, everyone's going to heaven. I don't believe either. I believe I'm going to hell. I am. I'm going to hell. Along with you and everyone else, we're all, unless we should live to see the day that Jesus Christ returns, we're all going to make our beds in hell. Just like Jesus Christ went to hell. Because hell is nothing more than the grave. That's the context in which I'm using it. There are other words that are translated hell that are referring to the final judgment, which do not apply to that statement, okay? Just so you know. I don't mean I'm going to be destroyed. I mean, I'm going to inherit eternal life. But first, I'm going to make my bed in hell, and I'm going to sleep in it. And then God is going to call me forth out of the grave. That is the resurrection. Deny it, you deny the Lord. The resurrection of the dead.